I'm here because I had some troubled time while I was in the care of Children's Aid Society. Nobody ever stuck up for me or advocated on my behalf until I was involved with the Provincial Advocate for Children and Youth. So now that I have left the child welfare system, I am now using my voice in collaboration with this office to help advocate for the rights of youth who are currently going through similar struggles that I went through.
I think Ontario needs youth to drive policies and get them to be like established, because we're the youth and we're the ones that are going to be feeling the effect of the policies and the laws passed. And I feel that people that have no experience in any youth justice or youth advocacy thing are passing laws that they don't know what the effect is having on the kids.
So I guess one of the advantages of the fact of the office being open and children know that they can call is that you actually realize that it's not just a government agency with like black and white walls. We have actual colors on the walls, for a matter of fact. But it's the fact that the people here have heart and they actually care. When a lot of times that most of the time people don't care. The reason why we are here is because we know what's going on and we don't like what's going on and we want to change it.
The thing about the space, rather the physical office space, is that most of the walls and all of the doors are glass, and for me that is symbolic for this office being transparent. They don't want to hide anything from you. They don't want people to hide things from us. They want everything to be see-through, so there's no secrets in order for them to help us. Don't you people feel the same?
Like, if you think about it? I agree.
So, like, you look at how much glass is in this place.
Yeah.
For me, like, I don't know if that was done on purpose, but for me, the message is, like, see-through. They want it to be, like, where you don't need to come here by invitation. You just walk in and say, who's available?
Yeah.
We hope our stories that you have heard today have had some sort of positive impact on your lives that you're living today. Every youth should have faith and recognize that there is always somewhere for you to turn.
To youth listening today, speak your truth and wisdom to those in power.
If there is one message decision makers need to take away from 2009, it is that the youth consultation is vital to producing good policy.
Starting a youth-led dialogue is all about listening to stories like the ones you just heard.
Take the first step.
Please join the Office of the Provincial Advocate for Children and Youth as we work for change.
If you'd like any more information on this broadcast or the work of the Advocate's Office,
contact us at provincialadvocate.on.ca.